Greetings and welcome everybody to Great American Golf. Ray Adams here, your caddy for the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And so glad to be with you. So much going on. We've got the ladies KPMG. We're doing a little wrap up of the US Open for you listeners this Saturday morning on Great American Golf because, of course, we did the big wrap up show last Monday after last Sunday when JJ Spawn won the US Open. And I don't think he was supposed to be the guy that everybody wanted to win the US Open, but I think he was certainly the guy that, well, he is the guy that did win the US Open. Dr. Bob Denny, PGA Emeritus Historian from the PGA of America, joining. Craig is out today again, and we're going to be joined by Elissa Gaudet, the founder of Women's Golf Day, and she played in Frisco on the golf course that the ladies are playing. So let's get everybody welcome. I want to thank everybody who participated in the Father's Day Match for a Cause TV show, from Tally Tumbler to Ashworth Golf Apparel, Squares Golf Shoes, CertaFresh Golf, CertaFresh Cigar, powered by Boveda, CertaFresh.com, CertaFreshCigar.com, powered by Boveda, Dottie Green, VacayModeTravels.com, and the T-Clip, T-Clip.com. We thank all of them for being a part of the show. And I'm thanking also Ping Golf, Ping Golf, for being a part of the show as well. Thank you so much, Ping, for being a sponsor, for the great things you're doing. That driver is absolutely unbelievable. And I want everybody to make sure they go to Ping and find out about the driver. But I also want you to find out about the new movie that's happening. Ping.com. You're going to find out about the Scottsdale putter. You're going to find out about Thank You, Karsten, which is a movie all about Karsten Solheim and what they did and how Ping really started. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie. And you want to go to ping.com, find out all the more about that. And we are right now with Dr. Bob Denny. And Dr. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ray. I got back on a flight today from Iowa. I was at the Give Foundation dinner in Riverside, and they were the model for the country for so many years in helping veterans. And I was just very, very pleased to have a chance to go up there and visit.
You did, and we talked about that on Monday. How did all that go? I mean, what about the veterans? What do they do actually, and how are the veterans better?
There's 144 that attended the golf tournament. It was a scramble, and these are veterans from the Vietnam era through Iraq. They are helped by PGA professionals around Iowa, and they get tremendous bonding and friendship. It's basically a great way to mainstream back into mainstream life through the game of golf. It's a wonderful process for many. It's for many, it's just their first chance to get outside and really enjoy other people's company. So that's one of the great things, and I was happy to see a lot of old friends up there, Ray. And it's a very special thing, right in about 11 miles from the University of Iowa.
Wow. All right. Today's the official day of the beginning of summer. Today's the official start of summer, Bob. And it is hot, 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 hot in Phoenix, Arizona, like 116 degrees, hot, hot, hot. But it's warm all over the country. The official start of summer, I think, happened a month ago, but no, It is today on the calendar. So we want to remind everybody to get out there and use your sunscreen. I had to go to the dermatologist a little over a week ago, and they burnt up my face with some pre-cancer stuff. And it wasn't fun. It didn't feel good. And I've been scarred for like 10 days. But then I also went to the allergy doctor and got my allergies in order, finally, chronic allergies. But what I learned was make sure you drink a lot of water, a lot of electrolytes. I learned to put on your sunscreen everywhere, back of your neck, your ears, your, of course, your face, your hands, your forearms, your knee area. Anywhere that's exposed to the sun, put on your sunscreen because, well, it's that important. And then to hydrate correctly with electrolytes, that means you don't just drink water. You drink something in addition to that, so your joints don't kind of stop. And you put on your sunscreen, you drink your electrolyte water, and you go to the dermatologist once a year. You go whether you need it or not, and you let them look you over. I did that, and when they looked me over, they found four places on my face, Bob. Can you believe it?
We all go through that if you live in the sun belt area.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you live in a cloudy gray sky area too, and you go skiing in the winter, you still have to water up, hydrate, and you still have to wear your sunscreen even on the slopes. So anyway, so I want to thank everybody that was in my Father's Day gift guide. That's still out there. Father's Day TV show is out there with Lee Jensen and Tom Lehman. It's out there on the golfnewsnet.com. This radio show today will be on the golfnewsnet.com, and then it goes out to all of the big platforms so you can listen to it, like Spotify and Amazon and Apple and iHeartRadio and all of that. So I want to thank Squares Golf Shoes, Tour Edge Golf, the Tally Tumbler, CertaFresh Cigar, the T Clip, Dottie Green. You never have to measure another putt with Dottie Green on the greens. VacamoTravels.com. Ashworth-Golf.com. My apparel company. Love them. And that's where we're headed with all of it. So we appreciate all of those folks advertising in the Father's Day gift guide that went out a few weeks ago, but also now on the Father's Day TV show, Father's Day Match for a Cause, Bob, airing on the Golf News Net and airing on, well, everywhere, Roku and all the other places that it airs on. Okay, so we had a U.S. Open happen. Bob, we did a big, big, big wrap up on Monday. Let's do a little wrap up today. For all of the folks listening this Saturday, JJ Spahn wins it. He wasn't the name that the USGA probably expected or wanted, nor were any of the big names were not there. They couldn't make it. It was too hard for them. Johnny Miller said, "Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau. You got to hit fairways. Otherwise, well, you're at home watching it on TV now." And Jack Nicklaus laughed. Go ahead.
Oakmont lived up to its billing. Its membership and the USGA got everything they wanted out of a dramatic event. It was I enjoyed it not so much for what the final result was. I just enjoyed it by watching the strategy of the greatest players and see if they could manage themselves around that golf course. And JJ Spahn did something that Colin Morikawa did 5 years ago. Colin hit the shot of his life for an eagle at Harding Park, and propelled him to victory. On a 17th hole, JJ Spahn hit probably the drive of his life, and that drove the green. He had a 17-footer, two putted for birdie. Then he came to 18 and got a break when Victor Hovland, his playing partner, gave him a line by hitting his ball just outside his ball on 18. And for 64 feet, 5 inches, it'll remain one of the greatest closing putts for a long time. And it was a beautiful way to end it for a good grinder. He was just in the roll, one roll of the ball of winning the Players' Championship. And lo and behold, he comes up and puts it to bed here at Oakmont. So congratulations to JJ. It's good to see that kind of drama back on a major championship.
Well, I'm so proud of the USGA, and I've said this before, and I will say it again today on this show. I am so proud of the USGA that they brought back a US Open, a real US Open. They set up the course in a way that the US Open has historically been set up. I'm sure Johnny Miller is happy about it because he and I have had two or three different interviews, and I can play those interviews where Johnny talked about these US Opens are not real US Opens. They're not set up according to what I'm expecting and what I played in a US Open. And they were not. They went to the graduated rough, they did this, they did that, they capitulated to players whining and crying. And I'm so sorry, players. You're big boys at the Men's US Open Championship, and you get to play in difficult conditions, and you get to play all of you the same golf course. And Bob, many of the big names didn't even make the cut. Forget about being anywhere near the leaderboard. You tell me.
Yes, and going back to what I just said is how well can you navigate yourself around, keep your wits about you, make the minimal amount of mistakes, par is your friend, and
And
JJ was.
Rocco, and by the way, let me drop down in here. Rocco Mediate said early in the week that par was supposed to be difficult. Par was supposed to be the standard bearer. Par was supposed to be what you went for. Par was good. Make par. Par was it. Par is historical. Rocco said all that, Bob.
Okay. I like Rocco. I was with him when he won his senior PGA championship in at Harbor Shores about 15 years ago. Not that 15 years, about 8 years ago. And I like the way he thinks about a golf course, and obviously his classic duel with Tiger at Torrey Pines will live in history as one of the
Oh,
great
yeah.
all times. He went to
I
Monday
was there.
as we, yep, I know you were. Okay, but going back to what I said earlier on the show was the previous show, a clunker became a classic in the final 2 hours.
You've called it a clunker, and it did become a classic. It will live in history as one of the greatest US Opens ever, certainly the finish. But I don't know that the USGA and the TV title holders and all that wanted that leaderboard, did they?
No, not at all.
No one's ever heard of anybody.
Just like the
However,
NBA.
Ping,
Go ahead.
my sponsor on this TV show, on this radio show, I mean, and also on my TV show, they loved it because Victor Hovland had Ping right there. Whoever designed their hat is a genius because you could read it from a mile away. So Ping out there, thankfully, congratulations, Ping and Victor Hovland. But when Victor came in, he didn't make his putt. He showed the way for JJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, that like we said, that was a perfect moment for JJ to get an idea of the line. But what he did the best was he also had the pace. I listened to other broadcasters thinking if that ball did not go in the hole, he could have had a 5-footer coming back. Well, okay, but I just think the law of averages and the golf gods were smiling upon him. It was his time.
Well, absolutely, it was. I mean, after the players, we are excited to be joined by a wonderful, wonderful person, and we're going to in just a moment have Elissa Godet join us. She's the founder of Women's Golf Day, and look at her, she's gorgeous.
Hello.
Well, there's Elissa Godet, Bob. You're joined by Dr. Bob Denny, historian emeritus from the PGA of America,
Pleasure here.
and you were at Frisco, the home of the PGA, Elissa, recently, and you played the course.
Pleasure. No,
And of
no, no,
course, we're
no.
talking, Dr. Bob. We've got Elissa Godet with us right now, and we're gonna jump right into this because it's time for us to talk about the ladies' golf anyway. And Alyssa, hang on a minute. Bob, tee it up for us. What are the women doing?
Well, they're at the ranch, Fields Ranch East in Frisco, Texas. It's the first time that Texas has hosted the Women's PGA Championship, an event that started in 1955. And it may be the first time Texas hosted, but it's the first time on PGA of America property that they've hosted a women's major championship. But here's the unique thing about Texas. Three Texas-born Hall of Famers have won this event a grand total of seven times together: Betsy Rawls, Sandra Haney, and Kathy Whitworth. Among them, they own a collective 200 all-time victories, which is amazing, that trio. But it's wonderful to see a chance to bring it to Texas and to that property. Gil Hans has challenged them. Kerry Hague has also challenged them with his setup. But I just think it's a combination of the wind and the drying out some of the surfaces, and you're seeing a woman who's at the top of the leaderboard. She's right now is Gino Titikun of Thailand. She's played well all over the world for the last 8 to 12 months.
Yes.
And congratulations! I think this might be her coming out party if she can pull it off and win this major, because that she's introducing herself to the American audience more so than the European audience. And I've watched her on television and the Ladies of European Tour, the Aramco Series. She's just a wonderful ball striker, and well, we're going to see whether she can hold it together this week.
All right. Well, we're going to see Alyssa Godet here in just a moment. She's right here with us, and there she is. One of the most well, this is a great women in golf segment, and of course, I've been doing this segment for I don't know, probably 15 years. And Alyssa is there, but Alyssa is not in Florida. She's jumping all over the place and looks great. You look great, Alyssa.
Thank
Hello,
you. Can you hear me?
welcome to the show. You've got your hair up. Yes, and where are you and what are you doing?
I'm in Massachusetts taking a bit of a break after Women's Golf Day. You know, we just wrapped.
God, I can't believe that.
Yeah, we just
You didn't
wrapped.
have any stress or anything, did you?
No, it was really good. We had a lot of success.
So tell us about it, Alyssa. Tell us about it.
Dobson Ranch in Arizona had 350 women.
Well, Dobson Ranch is one of the most celebrated golf course in the United States. They have, I
Yeah,
think,
it's on.
maybe the most rounds played of any golf course in the USA.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So 350 ladies at Dobson Ranch right here in Phoenix. So tell us, how did Women's Golf Day end up overall for you this year?
Real it went it's really well. We had a lot of success. A lot of the places that have done it, Pinehurst has done it now 9 years in a row. You just see that I think women look forward to it. The numbers have increased. They've kind of maxed. I think 100 is a pretty decent number
Oh.
for, an event for a golf course to do it.
I'm waving at Bob. He just came on camera. Go ahead. So, how many countries?
Well, it's been in 83 or 85 now. So yeah, it's
Unbelievable.
unbelievable. But the big event, one of the big events we had, our signature series, was at Frisco, PGA Frisco, and I got to play the course. So that's
Yeah.
about 2 weeks ago prior to this. And I'm telling you, that rough is scary.
Tell me about it.
It felt like USGA, not like PGA. I can tell you that. Like,
Why is it scary? Is it what is it thick and choppy?
it's thick and it's like you, it's lost once it feels like once it goes in there.
And you played does it play, is it playing long?
Yeah, I mean, I was playing off the ladies. I played with three guys. They were playing off probably where the women were going to be playing from. And yeah, it was, but it was good. I mean, I think it rewards you if you're obviously in the fairway. And
What was your favorite hole?
well, the interesting thing was I only played the front nine, but nine is now 18 for the tournament.
Okay, yeah.
So that was really cool. Yeah, and it's a nice little uphill. So yeah, it was good. It's like it's a nice course, it's amazing, and I'm sure it's it's going to be a nice challenge for everybody.
Bob, look at the leaderboard and tell us what are we looking at on this Frisco golf course, Bob. This is Dr. Bob Denny, Alyssa, you know him,
Yes.
PGA of America historian emeritus.
Well,
Say hi to Alyssa.
hi, Alyssa.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, you two are supposed to get together and have a coffee. I hope you've done that already. And if you haven't, shame on you both. See my
No, I haven't
finger?
been here. I
See
left
my finger?
right after Women's Golf Day. I left to come to Massachusetts, but we are going to do it when I'm back in Florida.
Sure. Well, like I said, that we've seen the cream rise to the top already heading into the weekend, and Gino Tinakun of Thailand, who I've watched on a number of broadcasts from around the country and the world, is really holding her own. She may be having a coming out party for the American audience because she's leading right now at the point by with a 3-stroke lead. Minji Lee is right up there, right behind her, 2 under. Takeda of Japan is it, and Lexi Thompson are all
Yes.
there at 2 under. So it's good to see that. And from a Japan, there's twin sisters in the field, Shisato Iwe and Aki Iwe. Shisato is right now at 1 under, and it's good to see that. And I think Alyssa said it perfectly. If you are managing yourself well, staying out of the rough, which Gino is. And she's just very solid up there. They're not letting them, they're not rushing. I don't see anybody rushing up to get there. But they're just playing it very solid because I see a lot of different putting surfaces that are real elevated. And maybe Alyssa could speak to that. I obviously haven't played the golf course, but I'm just watching from television. And KPMG has paid for not only helping the $12 million purse, which ties for the highest in women's golf, but also helped with the AI technology. This lets the viewer understand more about the shot making.
Well, I'm going to be playing next month the full golf course because I'm going to the Buyers Summit there at Frisco and the wonderful hotel. And I'll be staying there overnight and playing the course after being there all day at the Buyers Summit and doing, what do you call it, some videos and things like that. Alyssa, when you played the course, yeah, the rough was high, but if you stay in the fairway, it's a beautiful golf course, right? I saw it. I walked around it. It looks like it's wide open.
Yeah, and as Bob had mentioned, like the greens are, you got to be able to read greens. It's, it's challenging, but it's good. Like, if you know how to read the greens, it's set up really well, and it was fun to play. Listen, I went with a caddy, otherwise it would have been lost.
Okay.
Sense of
So
they look at the
get a
green.
caddy.
Yeah, get a caddy. I think we had to. And I don't know if it's mandatory all the time, but definitely, obviously, prior that close prior to a to a championship. But they, God bless them, because they know those courses inside and out, and they're going to tell you, put the ball here, and you're like, what? 3 feet to the left of the pin? Sure enough, that sucker, if you do what they say, they were spot on. It
All right.
was.
We're going to be back with Alyssa Goday, founder of Women's Golf Day, and Dr. Bob Denny in just a moment. We're going to go out for some wonderful, wonderful sponsors so that you can hear them, listen to them, You can buy from them. You can get your game enhanced from them. Sponsors like Squares and others. We're going to do all of that very quickly here in just a moment. And I want to tell you that tonight is the night of legends at the Dream City Church at 13613 North Cave Creek Road, 13613 North Cave Creek Road in Phoenix, Arizona. It is the awards night tonight at the Athletes International Ministry. It is the heart of what they do every year. It's the night of the legends. It's a night where champions and trailblazers are on the stage, not just to get an award, but to share their legacy and inspire the next generation. The awards night, the night of the legends at Athletes International Ministry 2025. It is tonight at the Dream City Church down on Cave Creek Road, south of Carefree Highway, 13613 North Cave Creek Road. Folks, it's free. Show up, park, and go in. There's no cost. 13613 North Cave Creek Road. Tonight, it begins at 7 p.m. here in just a while. So make sure you get there. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for a great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here on Great American Golf Saturday morning. So much happening with Alyssa Gaudet, one of my favorite people on the planet. Gosh, there's 8 billion of them, Dr. Bob Denny. You're with me as well. But we get Alyssa. She's perfect. We love her. And
oh,
she's Women's
Ray.
Golf Day. And she's out at the Cape. I remember one time we were driving the car and we drove way out. And the guy stopped us and said, "Don't go to the Cape. Don't go to the Cape. You're wrong. Don't go to the Cape." And what is out at the end of there? What is it, Fire Island or something? "Don't go to the Cape." It's what he said. So we didn't go to the Cape. And I've never seen the Cape, Alyssa. Tell me about the Cape.
Cape is gorgeous. Very New England, very historic. You know, you go around these buildings from 1634 and 18, you know, I just went to Nantucket for the day. So I grew up, I was born in Arlington, Mass.
You were born there.
And yeah, in Massachusetts.
So you were born rich. Wow. I'm teasing. I can see the sun coming on your face at some points, coming back and forth, the sunshine. Folks, tell us about, well, the water is beautiful. It's a gorgeous area of our country, and you're there on a little holiday.
Okay. She hails from a really special part of the world, and one of the times I know a person who works up there in the summertime, and on the back of the truck that she drives, it is a license plate. It says "Back in ACK," back in ACK, like back in Nantucket. So
Right.
it's a
Back in
short
ACK.
"Back in ACK."
Go ahead, Alyssa. We're hearing you now.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Oh, your phone is coming in and out, in and out. Let's get you in a better place. Bob, let's get back to it. She's there in at the Cape. The KPMG Women's Major Championship is in Frisco, Texas. We love that leaderboard. Who knows? What about the Travelers? We got the guys off of a US Open playing at the Travelers. What's going on there?
Well, I have to be honest with you, I haven't followed it.
listener.
That's my fault, but I was more interested in watching the major, to be honest with you.
Yes, of course you were.
But yes. But
Well,
we can move over there, certainly.
the Travelers is a very special golf tournament, and it's been around for I don't know how long, 70, 50, 60, 70 years. Justin Thomas is leading it. He shot a 67, 64. We have Scottie Scheffler shoot a 62, though, so everybody better get worried for the weekend. They're tied at what
How
14
about
under.
it looks like 9 under, 9 under.
Oh, no, sorry, 9 under. Yeah,
Yeah. And it's
as
nice to
well
see
as Tommy
it's t
Fleetwood right there too.
yes, I saw the leaderboard, and right below them at 8 under, Jason Day, who's going to be wearing Malbon golf outfits, who are just as almost the new generation of Jimmy DeMarit. I guess we could say that because
Melbourne, yeah.
Jimmy was called the Wardrobe, and he was just t tremendous and a great promoter and a great personality.
Well,
Now Jason's wearing
Jimmy DeMarit,
Malbon.
along with Doug Sanders, they used to say about, and I knew Doug Sanders well and had him on the show. Doug Sanders, they used to say, "What did Arnie shoot today, and what was Doug Sanders wearing?"
That's right. And the difference was Jimmy DeMarit won major championships.
Yes, he did.
So,
Yes, he did. He
but
won.
I'm happy to see Mr. Fleetwood up there at the leaderboard. I hopefully this could be his year to win one in the America.
Well, he needs to win something. It's been going on
Yes.
forever, and
He's a
he's been
great ball
knocking on.
striker.
He is a great player. I loved Tommy
Yes.
Fleetwood, but I'm nervous, and I say I'm nervous. I'm happily nervous. Scottie Scheffler is going to win this golf tournament, don't you
Yeah.
think?
There's a good chance. I think everybody's probably, this is probably the great escape from Oakwood for them to feel like they're back in their universe, probably, so to speak.
Rory's playing. He's at 5 under, T9. Wyndham Clark, who beat up the Lockers, is playing at 4 under. Lucas Glover, who tattled on people, is playing at 4 under.
And look
Is
who's
Lucas
tied for seventh, Ray.
Lucas Glover kind of well, Keegan is right there.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
yeah, he's right there, our Ryder Cup captain. But is Lucas
Boss
Glover
Germany.
kind of, he tattled on people about the driver and things. Is he kind of now the new little tattletale?
I wouldn't call him that. I would just say that when he spoke about full disclosure about reporting of non-conforming drivers, he let the average person on the street understand the process, and I think that was important rather than just hide it, because there's nothing to hide, as you know, nothing to hide.
All right, Alyssa Godea is back with us. She's got her phone figured out. She's out at the Cape, and we are back live with you, Alyssa. Tell us about it. Is it sunset there yet? It's like
Yes, the
8:30 over
sun.
there.
Yep, the sun just set. It's a beautiful. The weather is getting nice. Keegan is from this area.
Yes.
Keegan
Yes, he
Bradley.
is. Yes, he is. And his wonderful aunt, Pat
Big
Bradley.
Bostonian. Exactly.
Yes.
Well-known golfers
Well, we're going
from
to
this
see
area. I know that
Keegan.
looks interesting.
We're going to see Keegan at Bethpage Black in September on Long Island. Dr. Bob, I hope you're going to be able to join me. We're going to have to figure that out. Alyssa, I hope you can join me and we can do some videos like we did in Rome a couple years ago, right?
Yes. And objectively, what do you think? How do you think America's chances are?
No,
We don't know the teams
I think
yet.
we win it because it's in the USA. I think when they go to Europe, we can't beat them. We don't know how to beat them. We don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But I think we could, I think not easily, but I think it's going to be a battle, Dr. Bob and Alyssa, weigh in with me. I think it's going to be a battle, but I think we win this one.
Yeah.
Bob?
It'd be interesting to
Well,
see.
I've been saying all along on this program that Luke Donald is feeling pretty darn good this year about the performance of European players
Yes.
in
Yeah.
American events. I think he has a great depth. He can pick and choose who he wants at the bottom of the roster. And
Yes.
I don't know if Keegan can do the same thing at the bottom of his roster that Luke Donald can do.
Yeah, but
That's my
look at his
point. That's my
roster.
point.
I mean, we're talking on the radio here, and his roster, I mean, look at the players that he has. My goodness, how in the world do we lose this, Alyssa?
I don't know. I don't know. We got to get Keith.
We figured out how to lose it a lot of times, right, Bob?
That's right. Because they get in our heads. Remember that line you used?
They get in our, that's what Nick Faldo told me.
Yeah,
We're
yes.
in your head. All
And
right.
they work better as a team. They've always had a better team mentality.
Always. Why
Everybody.
do they work better as a team, Alyssa? Why?
I think it's just culturally they do. They're not as individualistic of people, you know. So I think that they understand how to work as a whole is better, you know, as a team for all things. Yeah.
Ray, I love the game of basketball. I've covered it all my life, other than golf. And I tell you one thing about the bench. You can get some players to perform to beyond their capabilities if you know how to reach them mentally, coach them the right way. And I will people will say, and Craig has said in this program before, that the role of the captain is overrated and it's not even true. Well, I'm here to say the role of the captain has in Europe has proven to be a strong point because of what Delissa just said. Culturally, they've known each other sometimes since grade school. And these guys live and die to get on a Ryder Cup team. It's like the Olympics for them. So believe me, it will be a battle at Bethpage.
Well, it will be a battle at Bethpage, and we're going to have a lot of fun watching it. I'll be there. I think you both are going to be there. And a load of other people are going to be there on Long Island in New York. And we're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have a lot of friends up there, place to stay already. It's fantastic. So lots going on with the Ryder Cup. As we get through the championship season, we're going to continue to talk about the major championships. Right now, the women's KPMG, and Alyssa. Who do you predict to win this one?
I don't know. I mean, tomorrow's moving day, so we'll see.
So we're going to get through Saturday today, and we're going to see who moves around. And then Monday, we're going to cover all of it, Dr. Bob. We'll do the big wrap-up of the ladies' major. We're going to cover the Travelers. A lot of other golf around the world going on. Ladies European Tour is going on right now. So there's loads of golf going on. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful Saturday at the Cape. Enjoy some wonderful breakfast and relaxing. Put your feet up. You deserve it. And what a beautiful smile she has, folks. It's Alyssa Godet. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Bob. Always a
Thank you.
pleasure.
There
Okay.
she is. Bob, she's the best. One of our great women in golf, as so many of them come on the air with us during this show. We love to have the great women in golf with us. All right, who's going to win the Travelers, Bob? I'm going with Scottie Scheffler, way out on a limb.
I've sort of watched Scotty when he has two good days like this. Why bet against him? But if he's struggling in day two, he contends, right? And Tiger says if he's putting well, he blows away fields. Well, he's in that position. It's hard to bet against him if he's really feeling solid right now.
All right. That's it for us today. We have Great American Golf right here. And make sure you go to thegolfnewsnet.com. Thegolfnewsnet.com. 1.5 million people go to the website every month, Dr. Bob. 1.5 million on thegolfnewsnet.com. There you check the radio tab. You can find Great American Golf. This show today is Saturday. You can find the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show for Mondays. And after they air a few times on the Golf News Net, they then get put over to all the big platforms, Amazon, you're talking about Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. They're all over there. And then from there, the television show. Match play with Ray Adams, the Father's Day match for a cause is over there on the Golf News Net. You go to the TV tab, you check that. When you go there, you find Match Play TV with Ray Adams, and the Father's Day match for a cause will be there for a few weeks. After it's there, it gets put over and lives on all the big platforms as well, like Roku and Amazon, Apple, and other TV platforms. So make sure you do that. Dr. Bob, 30 seconds left. You have the last word for the folks.
Well, I'm looking at one thing that's happened in the world of golf this past week, and that was a change into the guard for the PGA Tour
Yep.
with the NFL's Brian Rolapp taking over, and Jay Monahan being slowly moved out towards the sunset at the end of the year. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how long the honeymoon lasts, Ray. And we're going to see, can the big things be accomplished? Can viewership come back? Can there find a way to merge the best of golf on television?
I think that we are in a transition period. I don't really have anything to say about that. I don't know anything about Rolapp. I know that Jay Monahan should have been out 2 years ago. Now they're going to let him sit there in sunset, they call it, for another year and a half. Total waste of time and money, which he doesn't need the money, and we don't need the time. So that's my opinion. I mean, it's stupid for him to be there a year and a half with Rolab. Why? Turn everything over in 30 days and be done. But it is what they're telling us. It is. While we don't like it, it is. So we will go forward. And we will get through our championship season together on these radio shows. And we're going to have a fabulous Ryder Cup in September in New York. So lots going on. And we'll be back with you Monday, day after tomorrow, for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Dr. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Melissa Godet, thank you so much. And we're signing off. Stay with me and go to Match Play TV and follow me on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.